Hello, and a very, very, very warm welcome back to the Soul Trader series of podcasts with myself, Rashid Okunloru, coach, speaker, and author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business, and founder of SoulTrader.biz. Welcome back here. Today's topic is an interesting topic, the artist and the entrepreneur. The artist and the entrepreneur. And I'm talking about you. You could read that, the healer and the entrepreneur. What do I mean by that? What am I pointing to? Well, very often when it comes to us being the world doing what we're wanting to do, there are two dimensions of us. There's the artist, or you might want to replace that word with the creator or the inspiration, and then there's the entrepreneur. So there's the bit which is the creative bit, the essence, the one that wants to heal, the artist, the creative, the innovator, the inventor. And then there's the entrepreneur, the artist, the creative, the inventor. That character is very fluid. They're not bound up so much in process, practicalities, goals, outcomes, and all of that stuff. They're far more pure creative energy and pure expressive energy or pure healing energy. So whether that you're quite a logical person and for you it's just about the ideas, an idea comes in, you've got this brilliant app, this brilliant technical gadget, this brilliant way of saving time or money or whatever it might well be that you've kind of created. Or it might well be that you're a classic soul trader, artist, healer, therapist. It's about people. It's about the healing. It is about the enhancing. Or again, if you're quite creative, it may well be about the music. It may well be about the cosmetics, about the fabrics, about the look and the feel. It's this stuff whereby you just have these ideas. It's very fluid. It's very fluent. It comes to mind. It's the bit where you actually have very, very, very little to do with it. It's like you're a channel, you're a vessel, and the clearer, the emptier you are, these ideas come in. I want you to just spend a moment now that we're talking about that for you to think about and just gently sit with the artist. What's the artist in you, the creative, the healer, about? It might be just as you're sitting with this, there's just a silence, a stillness, because it may not even want to articulate itself. It may be far more formless, it might be very, very subtle. It might just be about being. And from that beingness, from that awareness, from that presence, something emerges, often sparked off by something that's seen, something that's experienced, a place, a conversation, a person, an event. And often then we're touched, and from being touched and moved, the essence of something is born and we create. What does this part of you want? This part of you may just want to be and express. Let me put in a little bit of context for you. In my own case, I guess there's a couple of sides to it. There's, I guess the most easy reference point to think about is the singer. But there's something of that in the speaker. So the singer, the songwriter, music will just emerge, a melody will appear, and then the creating of something may sometimes happen. And it's about honouring that and going with that and letting that come to life and to be and breathe, and then I record it and then that's done. So for me, that's very much the artist. It's about just doing the being. And again, this in the speaker element, it is just about, okay, something strikes me that something might need to be written. Like Soul Trader is a very good example of it. It had come from a practical conversation, but then I had to sit with the fact that somebody had invited me to write a book or asked if I was going to write another book. Of course, I said yes. Then I really had to sit with it and at the core, what is it I'm wanting to say? What is it I'm wanting to express? Or what is wanting to be expressed and to be still and to create? For me as an artist, I actually feel as though I'm not their creator, that I'm just still and something comes through and that I just trust that something will come through. So as you can see, the artist, the creative, the inventor side is very, is quite mercurial. It's very fluid. It's very, very subtle. And then sometimes, and in a way, it's kind of irrational. It's not limited by rational. You know, it's pre-rational, maybe even more than irrational. So something, a spark comes, the idea, this. You've just seen something, you think, oh, that could be enhanced. We could create it that way. It's pure. It's very energetic. It's got a very childlike energy to it. But there's an adventure and there's a just a movement to it. Then let's talk about the entrepreneur. Now, the entrepreneur is different because the entrepreneur is now wanting to package, present, promote, price, produce. Package, present, price, promote, produce. Plan. The problem, the plan comes first. Okay, this is how we can do it. This. From a material perspective, the entrepreneur is very, very, very useful because, of course, we live in a very, very a material world on one dimension. And so, and through the lens of business, of course, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, how am I going to run this coaching business? How am I going to run this training business? How am I going to run this app business? How am I going to run this creative business? How am I going to run this estate agency business? How am I going to run my surveying business? How am I going to run my law practice? How am I going to do this or to do that? Whatever kind of product or service it is, the hows and the whats of what it is come into place. You know, what are the policies and procedures, what are the rules and the regulations, and how am I going to make this financially work? And then a lot of thought about how I'm going to market, how I'm going to get people involved in it, that kicks in. And the mind, you know, the logical mind does want that clarity on, okay, well, where are you going with this? How can I make it work? And so on. The logical mind is really used to relying on the things that it can actually practically see. And that it knows and that are tested, and that it's wanting kind of guarantees. It's almost wanting guarantees of the outcomes before it even produces or creates. So it's interesting, this particular blend. There's a lovely discipline that comes with the entrepreneur. Okay, step by step. It's a bit like if you think about an old-fashioned factory and then you've got the conveyor belt. Okay, then right, first of all, we've got the boxes here, then we've got the machine that does this here, then we assemble this here, and then this bit component goes in here, and bit B goes here, and bit C goes here, and then bit D is the case on top of it, and then bit E, it goes off the conveyor belt, and bit F, it goes into a van, and bit G, it's then delivered down the road, and bit E, G, H, or whatever it is, then arrives at somebody's house, H for house. So it's gone from A, where it's an item, the first item, and then to H, it arrives at the home of the particular person, and then it's bought or whatever, it's done. You know, so you will need an element of that. But I think what's really important for you is to know is that how do these different elements sit with you? What's interesting is that you may well notice that you may well be, and this is where the soul trader element comes into it. If you recognize yourself as particularly the entrepreneurial type, then the process bit is something that you know very well, you're very, very comfortable with, and it's cool. It might well be far more about the artist side that you're wanting to be and breathe, because it might well be about, well, it's great, but it's a bit of hard work. I'm wanting a little bit more fluidity. Or it might well be about, you might recognize the artist bit to the life balance. It might be expressing it in that way. In which case, my invitation to you, if that is you, if you recognize yourself in that, and if in some way this Soul Trader stuff is resonating with you, it might well be because you're in some way wanting to connect with the spirit, with your essence, or with a deeper sense of fulfillment. So for you, it might well be about, well, okay, when is it that entrepreneur gets a little bit of a time out, and what else is I wanting to do? And it may well be that there's other elements of you that are far more like the artist. And that might just be the artist of your own life, the creative of your own life, or it might be far more about just life balance, love, friends, family, and that kind of thing. It's interesting. I've been working, I'm just about to start working with somebody who runs their own creative business. And they started out very much as the creative, as the artist, but they've moved to being far more the entrepreneur. So it's interesting, he's now in the entrepreneur mode. So he's got a successful business, he's got staff, he's got a team. It's taken them some years to do that. It's actually happened quite quickly, actually, the growth of their business from being just one or two people to it's a big team now, making a lot of money, they've got lots of customers. But actually, the artist, the creative bit of himself has been lost somewhat to the life balance side, the health and well-being side, and the bit where he would just be a little bit more fluid and creative, that's gone. So we're having to help him have room for that, starting off with just the embracing of himself, the time for himself. He lives in a wonderful part of the world, so it's about him just having time to just really enjoy nature and just to reconnect. So I invite you to think, well, what does the creative, the essential, the core part of you, the child part of you, what, use whatever word resonate with you. What does that want? How can you let that be and breathe? And it might be just, you know, knowing when to put the laptop down, put the put the tablet down, turn off the mobile phone, and spend time with the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the friends, with the hobbies and so on, or pick up that paintbrush again. What does that look like with you? I really invite you to sit with that. I invite you, if you are very much the entrepreneur, to take that little bit of time. I coach so many people who are pure entrepreneurs who, what happens is the entrepreneurial becomes so, so intense that their health and their well-being really suffers, because it's like the mind that, and you'll hear me say this many times, it's like a car engine that's constantly on and it's overheating. So if you're the entrepreneur, take a moment now just to stop and to breathe and just to be. How are you feeling? What's really important to you now in life? In your personal life, what's important now? Maybe what's the one thing that's really important practically in terms of business? And as in the case of this successful creative entrepreneur I've talked about, who's become very much an entrepreneur, our starting point when we're coaching him is going to be very much on him. Making sure he gets the right amount of sleep, making sure he wakes up in a really positive, resourceful place, putting time for his health and his well-being, and things that he enjoys doing. So that might well be for you to connect with the artist, the creative, or the nature, the core, the spirit. Use whatever word you want. I now want to reflect back on for you if you are the if it's the other way around for you, and you're far more the artist, the creative, the healer. Sometimes it might be the case that you really need to let the healer, the creative, run the show, because you're kind of aware of the entrepreneur. Maybe you're afraid of the entrepreneur, and you're in a bit of a conflict with the entrepreneur. If you're somebody who's very, very, very intuitive, then really trust the heart, the creative, the spirit, the healer, and just go out there. Well, first of all, go in there, connect with yourself, ask yourself, why is it that you're doing this? What is your work actually about? What's life really about? You really be nourished through that. It will clarify things for you. It will center you. It will nourish you. And then remember to go out connecting with people the same way, from heart. This is what the heart of Soul Trader, putting the heart back into your business about. To connect with that, to trust with it. So start with that. But I also then invite you to explore the entrepreneur, for some reason or other, you've been drawn into business. You've been called into business because you've got something that you can create. You've got something that you can share with the world. Your training, your wonderful clothes and jewelry, your wonderful online platform that saves people time, money, and helps people find the information, the consultancy work that you do, the work that you help people overcome habits and problems and challenges through your hypnotherapy, through your NLP, through your the massage, through the sports physio, through the rehabilitation work, through your personal training, and through whatever it is that you happen to do, through your artwork. What is the entrepreneur wanting? Give the entrepreneur a chance. I was just with an artist nearby, and they said, you know, I do want to be recognised for my work. This is an artist who does absolutely amazing kind of work. And it was about really embracing that and really beginning to think about, okay, well, what might that look like? In the same way that there's the creative piece that you create in terms of, okay, this is what my work looks like, or I'm now going to be this type of consultant or whatever, that's got a little bit of a shape and form to it. But likewise, how is it you're wanting your business to look? So I think this way around, you're inviting the entrepreneur in. You're still being centered by your healing and by your creativity. And maybe look toward those people who have really integrated the entrepreneur well. Who are the entrepreneurs who really, really inspire you? Who you really, really respect? And they may not even kind of wear that title entrepreneur. It might be even the word entrepreneur that's not resonating with you. Who are the people who are doing their own thing, or they are practically successful, and that you really you think are very, very authentic? And then what's the little bit of framework that you want to put in place, or that you need to put in place to help you move forward? If this talk has chimed with you, I'll invite you to excuse me, I really invite you to check out the creativity chapter of Soul Trader. Some of you have got the book Soul Trader. Some of you have got their Coach Yourself program here on soultrader.biz, soul-trader.biz. There's a lot in that chapter that really helps you, first of all, connect back in with your creativity, with yourself, with your life balance, for those of you who are very logical, and with the creativity, with the essence of the healing self, if you're far more of the see yourself as the artist first. But it also then begins to explore the framework that might help support that flexibility, the structure that might support the serendipity and the spirituality. And so you can begin to bring these things together. But you can also let them breathe separately as and when, so that you realize that it's a bit like one of these lava lamp things, that the things mold and they come together, and then it flows apart, and it molds and it comes together and it comes apart. You might be at a point in your life where it's about integrating these things, or it might be in a time in your life where you're both just wanting them to be and breathe on their own tracks, at those moments between when you are in the working week and when you're at the weekend, or when you're during the daytime and when you're in the evening, or blending between the two, or giving both room to be and breathe. So I hope this has been really interesting, this exploration of the artist and the entrepreneur. And I'm sure it's something that we're actually going to return to in future talks. So I invite you to perhaps as often take a moment, just a pause to be still after this particular talk. That's going to really allow both the artist, the creative, to breathe and to recenter and to become centered and to clarify, pay lots of benefits practically. And then it will allow the entrepreneur just to reemerge and to pick up in a very organized and practical but connected way and centered way to address whatever needs to be addressed today. So as always, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you here on a future podcast. Again, if you enjoy these postcards, do a review on iTunes or on the Soul Trader .biz website. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.